So what do you think is, what do you think is really happening with the ship that was in there? You think that these British soldiers were used as pawns to try to ignite another war against Iran?
Well, I just think if Iran really did take them and they really wanted to hold them hostage, they would have done what they did during the Jimmy Carter era.
Wait,
right?
You don't think that they really were taken?
Well, of course they were taken. But my point is that if they wanted to hold them, if this was a purposeful attack by the Iranian government to provoke an international incident, why would they say, well, we'll let them go and we're not going to harm them? We will let them go, we're not going to harm them, but you have to admit you came into our water. And British go, well, we're not going to admit that. Yeah, but we're not going to harm them.
But
we're going to let them go.
If you're saying that if these...
No, I'm not saying. You can say, well, here's what happened. These guys went here, okay?
Yes.
Iran said, that's our water. Mm-hmm. Get out of our water. We're taking you back.
Yes.
Britain says, they took our guys. Iran goes, no, you were in our water.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're in our water and we'll
Where
give you them
the
back.
Line?
So what do you
line?
Think is the cause
question.
Behind that?
Well, there are many, many ways to think of it. But historically, have governments ever faked incidents or incited incidents in order to get them into wars?
So
nations.
I'm sure it has.
Yes.
Sure it has.
Yeah,
I don't
think
this is the case right here. I don't think that there was a conspiracy between Bush and Tony Blair to put these soldiers in as pawns so that we can jump into Iran. I think we're going to try to use other methods to stop their program.